Awesome, great memories. Ed Prebick is going to share next.
Of course, I'm not the Ed Prebick who was Frank's brother. I'm his son. He was Edward George, and I'm Edward Paul. And I'm envious because my cousins, my young cousins, Fred and Tom, got a lot more out of Frank than I did. But I do remember many fond things about him. And I just want to speak about some few particular ones. In fact, we lived in Export. My dad was older than Frank, of course. He was the oldest brother. And he had his fill of delivering groceries with the horse and wagon in the wintertime. And he didn't want to have anything to do with the grocery business. So he first became a Ford mechanic and then eventually a pipe fitter and a jack of all trades. But we moved to moved to Export. He and my mother moved to Export. She was the niece of Lawrence Luketich, who lived just a door or two down from the old store and house. And I was born in Export, so I didn't have as much opportunity to enjoy Frank as many of you did. My first memory, I think I was probably about 4 years old, and he came to our house in Export, and all I remember of him was that beautiful, dark, wavy hair, that twinkle in his eye, the smile on his lips, and the big stogie, which my mother hated. She loved Frank, but she hated the stogies. And then a little later, I think I might have been about 7 or 8, I was in the store with him at the close of the day, the old store, and he had that big meat chopping block out of hard maple, laminated. It was about this big and that deep. The thing must have weighed 10 times what I did at that time. And he was scrubbing away with a wire brush at the end of the day. And I asked him, what was that all about? And he said, well, the particles of meat get in there when you're chopping and slicing, and you have to clean that out thoroughly so that it doesn't contaminate the block for the next day's work. And I said, could I try that? And he was delighted to let me take that wire brush, and I did about 3 strokes, and I said, that's enough. He said, you have to do it harder. I said, you can't do it harder. So, but there was one thing that Frank did for me that really influenced my life. And this was, I'm going to jump ahead. When I was in my later years in high school, I think it was my junior year in high school, he and Henry did have me over to do some work during inventory at the new store, and I washed his car for him. I didn't have to paint the wall, though. I'm glad I heard about that. If he had asked me to do that, he probably would have wanted to hang me by my feet. But earlier, when I was in middle school, still in Export, and this was, I guess, after he just came back from the service, I talked to Tom about this on the phone, and I told him that the same story, but he said, oh yeah, Frank, his father, he had seen pictures of his father in those beautiful double-breasted suits, because I said that I remembered him as a real dandy, he was a sharp dresser, handsome, and according to my father, has somewhat of a reputation.
Long time ago.
But for some reason, I suddenly inherited 3 of those suits from Frank. And one was a beautiful double-breasted gray pinstripe. Another was a navy worsted with a nice red stripe through it, a thin red stripe. And another one was a very commonplace brown one, but it was well tailored. And I understand now why he gave those to me. And Tom gave me a clue last night when he said, when Frank was in the quartermaster corps, he was the mess sergeant for the officers' mess. And he ate very well. I think when he went into the service, he was probably as thin as I was at that. I weighed 138 pounds. You know? And I think when he came out, he couldn't get into those two things. But the advantage I got from that was I was the best dressed guy in high school and college. All those beautiful suits. But he was, and I really am envious that I, of those of you who really were able to share more of life with him, because what I do remember of him, you know, it was all very, very positive, and I wish I had had more. Thank you.
Thank you.